Se trata de dinero, part four. The next morning, Esperanza got up quietly because she was afraid to wake Efrain up at a time when sleep was his best medicine. And quickly she went to the stove where she had been warming water, and then she took it to the bathroom. She did not dare to wish that they had a hot water heater. Maybe next year, late in December, she thought, because the children were growing up and they each would have to take their bath independently before they all went to school. She then went to wake up Anita, with the oldest, who was already 8, going on 9, and she was in the 3rd grade at Zavala Elementary School. And she had really been fortunate because she had Miss Soto, who was her homeroom, and she was also her reading and writing teacher. And Miss Soto was so brilliant that she had been quick to recognize that Anita loved learning so much and that she had high intelligence. She was going to suggest that she be advanced to the 3rd grade, since she had been tested at the 5th grade level on all subjects. What a joy it had been for Esperanza to know that, because she had had no real opportunity for formal schooling and had to find ways to teach herself how to read and write, of course, with a lot of help from her Papa Grande Concepcion, Chonito Prieto, who had taught himself to read early in life at age 13. Carlitos, he was 6, and he was going on 7. He was in Miss Herrera's 1st grade, and he too fell in love with the brand new textbooks and the beautiful pictures and the fairy tales from Europe and American lore, like Jack and Jill, who went up the hill to fetch a pail of water, and Jack fell down and Jill came tumbling down. What Esperanza first learned from Miss Herrera was that the children were not allowed to speak Spanish in class, and therefore her students soon learned that required for her to repeat over and over. Now, children in this class, we can only speak English. Esperanza went into their bedroom and instructed the children to get up, to get ready, because they were going to go to church for the 9 o'clock mass at Cristo Rey Catholic Church, which is 2 blocks south of Zavala, which is about 5 blocks. And before long, the children were all a beautiful sight, walking down the Canadian street with their mother on their side on the way south to the church. Efrain, in the meantime, slept soundly, knowing that there would be no working like an animal on Sunday. And when he awoke around 9:45, he only remembered a brief dream where he had entered into Manuel Clark Blacksmith shop on 6th Street, where he passed by pretty often. And he walked in to see him pounding a horseshoe that was flaming red. And then he turned around and he reached for the water dipper to take a drink of Manuel's cool water container. And after he sipped the water down, he looked at the bottom of the tin dipper, and he saw a bunch of spiders at the bottom, which clearly meant that his stomach was recovering from spider-like bites in the interior of his stomach that had been caused by at least a dozen beers at the Cantina de los Tres Haces. Still, he felt cured and quickly went to heat water also for a long hot bath. And then he dressed and went into the kitchen to put up and pulled out the beef tongue that he had bought to make the very best dish that he knew how to cook, lengua and chile colorado. He clearly intended to put plenty of diced chilies, enough to make him sweat. And while he was making the lengua de chile colorado, Esperanza was praying for him so that he would, or he could, resolve his drinking problems. For in East Austin, at least in 1940, was full of trabajadores, and many of them gave in to the love of cold beers. And in fact, they chose las virongas over the welfare of their family budget. Efraín waited for Esperanza and the children to come back, sitting on the front porch, and soon he saw them nearing the house, and his heart became filled with love for all of them. He did not need the luck of Lucky Florentino. He had luck and more. Esperanza was becoming more beautiful by the day, and their children were all going to aspire for higher education and maybe even have careers, so they wouldn't have to work like he did, like an animal. And that was what it's all about. He didn't have to go to church, so to realize it,